experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Friday. I love Fridays because Fridays, quite often, I have my good friend and official Superhuman Radio supplement guru, Matt Cahill, on the show. How you doing, Matt?
Good. How are you, Carl?
Good, good. This is an important show because in every man's life, at some point in time, he will become aware that there are supplements on the market that claim to raise testosterone. And as men, we know that testosterone is one of the primary hormones that makes us a man. And the more testosterone you have, the stronger, the leaner, blah, blah, blah. So many of us at some point in time will start to search for supplements that raise testosterone levels. But do they really work? I mean, lots of people take testosterone boosters. They will give you anecdotal information. I feel better. I feel stronger. I'm getting leaner. But very few people do blood work when they take these boosters. So how do we know they're really working? What do you think, Matt?
I think it's what you said. We have, you know, everyone at some point or sooner or later, you know, that's involved in supplements is going to be looking at a test booster, and hopefully sooner rather than later with just how quickly testosterone decreases. But yeah, there's definitely not enough blood work, so we've got to try to depend on as much science as we can before we get to just anecdotal feedback.
And you know, and I got to say something. I mean, there are very few companies out there that offer any type of guarantee in general, and this is especially true in the area of testosterone boosters. You know, getting a blood spot test at ZRT for testosterone, for total testosterone, and for sex hormone binding globulin would run you about $70. And if you were to do that pre and post and then use the formulary that calculates free testosterone, you could really find out if these supplements are working. I have a suspicion, and I'm going to go on record and say it. I think a lot of people don't want to know if they're working. They want to think they're working.
I agree completely. I think that it's just in having developed a few very good selling test boosting products, we've always pushed for as much blood work, saliva testing as possible. And to me, it seems like an easy way to check to see if it's working. And I think a lot of companies don't, because then there's proof that it's not working. So what do they do?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about it. There are how many categories?
Ignorance is bliss.
Yes. Well, and more than ignorance is bliss. Again, I think that a lot of people want to think it's working. They act differently because they think their testosterone booster is working, but it's really not doing anything.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about what are the categories, first of all, on the market today?
We've got all naturals, which we'll call our all naturals as being herbs or extracts of herbs. Whereas we'll say our steroidals are something that is like DHEA or even though vitamin D kind of falls in that hormonal steroidal category, I wouldn't necessarily call it that, but it really does fit in that category.
But DHEA, androstenedione back in the day, those would be
right.
All hormonal precursors to testosterone.
Right.
Okay. And then what's the other category?
We've got antiestrogens, aromatase inhibitors.
Which I like to call testosterone manipulators because they indirectly raise testosterone.
Right. If you really think about them, they're raising testosterone as a side effect. Their
right.
main goal is to lower estrogen and
right.
control estrogen. The boost that comes in from testosterone is really just a side effect that happens to be beneficial for the other reason you might be taking it. But you wouldn't necessarily say, I need to have an AI boost testosterone.
Okay, let's hit the naturals first. Which ones, first of all, I mean, do any of the naturals really work?
With the best science on some of the naturals, I've got to say L-DOPA or Macuna pruriens.
Right.
Either way, whether you want to go the natural or the you know synthetic version for it, the science is very good. Increases luteinizing hormone FSH, testosterone, lowers prolactin. And it's in multiple studies that it does it.
See, now that's one I wouldn't have put on my list because I always think of Macuna or L-DOPA. As a growth hormone secretagogue.
Right, and I think that maybe it's not that it doesn't do that, it does that. I just think that people have kind of put it in that category, like you said, and kind of forgot about it there. And since growth hormones, these, you know, they although we would love for them to work great, they never really do. I think people kind of forget that this could be really good. And I think a lot of it, you know, that people don't think about is that it lowers prolactin, which is great for sex and sex drive.
Right.
So that's why I put it in there.
Raising dopamine, by the way, is great for sex drive because when you are excited about sex, that there's a rise in dopamine, and then when you orgasm, there's a drop in dopamine and a rise in serotonin.
And there's also a large spike in prolactin, which is what prevents men from being able to have orgasms again immediately, whereas women don't get that huge spike.
Bingo. Okay, so what's next on the list? So that's a good one. I would have never guessed that one.
A good one. Urtica dioica, which is also known as stinging nettle root, is something that I introduced to the industry in like 2004. It was in the longevity group, but not in bodybuilding supplements specifically. And it has a host of ingredients that bind up SHBG. So it directly increases free test, which is the usable test to actually build muscle. Although total test is a good number to have, the key to gaining muscle mass is free test, and humans have a very low amount of free test. It's usually under 5%. So any increases in free test should translate into larger increases in lean muscle, the alpha male feeling, sleeping better, yada, yada, yada.
Now, I had this conversation with Anthony Roberts once. Is stinging nettle root and stinging nettle, the leaves...
Two different things.
They are, huh?
They are. And for the SHBG binders, you want a root extract, not the leaf extract.
Okay. Good point. Okay. What's next?
Next, I actually put on natural was D-aspartic acid, which is now it's an amino acid, so it's not really a natural plant extract, but it's new and it's got some recent research that has come out showing a 40% increase in testosterone. The reason why I like it is because it works through the STAR pathway, which is beneficial for testosterone, and you can get a lot of zinc aspartate this way. I don't think this is something that's going to be you're going to want as your base ingredient for your testosterone booster, but I think it's a good add along with other things.
Does D-aspartic acid also have an effect on androgen receptors, or that's some other aspartate that I'm thinking?
That is
L-carnitine
L-tartrate.
L-carnitine L-tartrate. That's it. Okay, scratch that. Okay, all right. So what else is on the natural list?
Fidoja, which is your favorite.
Yeah, I introduced Fidoja to the United States in 2000. Actually, I think it was February of 2006, to be accurate.
I think Anthony Roberts was one of the first to get a product out.
Yes, he got a product out right away. What were your findings on Fidoja?
Here's the thing. I think it has potential, but I think we need more feedback and more blood work. We haven't seen enough. The reviews seem to be mixed. You see a group of people who like it, a group of people who don't like it or don't feel a whole lot from it. You don't see enough blood work for how long it's been out now. And I think a lot of it goes to not knowing specifically which extract of the Fidoja we're looking for. And so I think you can get people that could be selling, a basic root extract and, it could be total junk, and some others are getting some better stuff, but they don't really know what it is. And that's why you're seeing the great differences in between.
Inconsistency of quality of raw material, basically.
Right. Is probably the biggest factor for it.
Now, I got to tell you why I think Fidoja is great myself. Because unlike any of the other naturals that are supposed to increase luteinizing hormone or mimic luteinizing hormone, Fidoja increases testicular cholesterol biosynthesis. So basically what it does is it ramps up the output of the Leydig cell.
Right.
And this is a good one because as men age, I always thought Fidoja would catch on with the anti-aging group because as men age, luteinizing hormone has to keep rising because the Leydig cells become less responsive. And this corrects that problem, in my humble opinion. And everybody who does take real Fidoja will always tell you that within the first week of taking it, their testicles feel engorged. And that's proof positive that there's something going on in there.
Yes.
So I like Fidoja, but then obviously I'm partial to it.
Right.
We have two sponsors, by the way. Fidoja comes from Need to Build Muscle, who's a sponsor of Superhuman Radio in their HC Generate product. And then, of course, Primordial Performance makes a D-aspartic acid product as well. I can't think of the name right now. I'm sorry for that, but just wanted to plug those two sponsors there. Pimping.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so what else is on the natural side?
We've got a new herb, Macellaria from, I think it's also from Nigeria or India. And it's relatively new. It's been shown to have androgenic effect in mice, and it claims in the abstract to have a significant boost in testosterone. This is fairly new, you know, over the last year or so. But again, it's kind of like, you know, where we are with Fedoja. I haven't seen any blood work on it yet to show that it does. I've been trying to get the full study to read what the quote-unquote significant increase in testosterone is, and I can't get it. And the dosing that's required is a massive dose for humans. It's 250 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams per kilo. So,
oh, man, you got to eat that stuff all day long instead of food.
Yeah, you're looking probably at like 4 grams to get an effect, and I don't even know what that effect is yet.
All right, let's do this. How many more naturals do we have on the list?
I've got, let's see, 1, 2, maybe 2 more.
Okay, let's cover those when we come back from the break. We're talking today with Matt Cahill, the official Superhuman Radio supplement guru. We're talking about over-the-counter testosterone boosters. Do they work, and which ones really do? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Showtime. Push me and then just hurt me till I can get my satisfaction.
Tanti auguri a te, tanti auguri a te, tanti auguri caro Carl, tanti auguri a te.
Carl, happy birthday from Germany, from Lothar. Take care and have a good time. See ya.
And thank you, Lothar, from Germany, wishing me a happy birthday. How do you like that, huh? 52 years old today. I got to get some testosterone boosters really fast.
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Whoa, sorry about that. Anyway, okay, so where are we going now? We got more naturals to talk about, right?
Yeah, we got a couple more naturals. Long Jack it's been around for a while. The data is good on it that it'll increase testosterone. There are some studies to support it. The only thing that's odd is that whenever it's taken alone, the response from users doesn't seem to be all that great. So if it were in a product, with some other things in it, then it's probably not a bad ingredient to have. But
why do you think that is? I mean, I got to be honest with you. Some of the early research that I read about Long Jack back in the day indicated to me that it didn't necessarily raise testosterone, but it did stimulate the prostate and the what is the term they use? Seminal vesicle.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, that it actually enlarges the prostate. So, and you know that if any man who's ever heard about milking the prostate, if your prostate gets enlarged, you get stimulated in your penis. And so I've always thought that the reason it was an aphrodisiac was because of that and not because of testosterone. But you're saying there are studies out there that show an elevation of testosterone.
Here's the problem. There are a couple studies for it. The issue with them is that I'm almost positive, but I didn't get to check before the show went on, that the studies are done by the companies that sell the herb.
Yeah.
So there may be a conflict with it, but, overall, it doesn't seem to be that there's anything bad about it. It's not another tribulus, which is next on the list for total junk. But with the long jackets, I don't know. The response just seems to be weird, and there seem to be very specific extracts, so it doesn't seem like it's in the lack of extracts, but taken alone, the response just isn't that great.
Right, right. Okay, so where do we go from there? What's the next...
Tribulus, which seems to end up in most formulas, and it's probably because it's extremely cheap, but in study after study after study after study, this stuff does not work in humans.
I know. And yet companies continue to put out tribulus based products. It's
crazy.
I know. And
I can't understand it. And I think this is, like we had said earlier, people want it to work. It's cheap. You can buy it for $8 or $9 for a bottle, and I think people want it to work so badly because it's $8 or $9, they're willing to convince themselves that it must be working. Now, because it increases sex drive, now that it's been shown to do is increase sex drive, I think people misconstrue my sex drive is up, so therefore my testosterone must be up, even though one isn't necessarily the indicator for the other. And in this case, it isn't at all. Sex drive being up, it's been shown repeatedly that this will not raise testosterone in humans.
So why even bother taking it? You know what I mean?
That's how I look at it.
Yeah. Okay.
If it's in a product, to me, that's like a red flag to stay away.
There you go. Okay. What's next?
I got one more for the naturals, which is Forskolin. Now, it's a minor increase in testosterone through camp and... It's probably only increases testosterone, maybe 10 or 15%. And it seems to work better during dieting than it does during bulking.
And I was just going to say, isn't Coleus Forskolin something you take to help you shed fat also?
You do. It helps to decrease fat, but it's also been shown to increase lean muscle. Not at huge amounts, but again, small amounts. So this is another one where I wouldn't necessarily say that I want the product based on Forskolin, but if it was in it or if you were going to add it to something else, you can get it relatively cheap. Probably not a bad ingredient to stick in.
Okay, of the naturals, it sounds to me, and I could be wrong about this, it sounds to me that an L-DOPA-based product like Mucunus Purinus would be a good bet because it raises testosterone, it raises growth hormone. You take it before bed anyway, which is when you have that peak pulse of testosterone.
Right.
That sounds like a good one there. What else would you add to the short list of, like, it's worth your money?
Short list, I'd say, is vitamin D, Mucuna, stinging nettle, and that's probably it for the naturals.
I personally, only because I know Dr. Mucuna, from Aloran, the University of Aloran, Dr. Yakubu, who did the studies on Fidogia. I have to believe Fidogia works, but I think that you're right. I think that sourcing... A good raw materials becomes the challenge there, but I have to believe Fidogia works, and I think that Fidogia would be one that I would take.
I think it would make it. I think it would make it on the list, providing that we knew that we were getting a specific extract.
Anybody out there who is producing a Fidogia product now, I can put you in touch with Dr. Yakubu. He knows the active ingredients that are responsible. He did a follow-up study, and he identified the active ingredients that are responsible for raising testosterone. If you really want to do something, you can say that your Fidogia is standardized for X or whatever, you know, percent of the active ingredients. So anybody who's interested, contact me at onair@superhumanradio.com, and I'll put you in touch with Dr. Yakubo for your product. Okay. So where do we go from there? Those are the naturals.
Those are the naturals. I guess we will go with the – see, I don't know how – we can talk about the steroidals, but I don't know how much of it's going to matter now that Andro's banned and 4-AD is banned. I mean, really all we're left with is DHEA.
So let's talk about DHEA because that's something that's readily available. It seems to be effective, and it seems to be fairly safe when taken in appropriate quantities.
And it seems to be a little misunderstood.
Yes.
I think it has its benefits, but I think it's only going to have its benefits in men at least above the age of 50,
right.
And women. Not that, and women probably should be using it because I think that they could use a little boost in testosterone.
I'm going to tell you something funny. I had a friend back in Louisville, and she was seeing a doctor. She was starting to go through menopause. She was having the hot flashes. She lost her libido, blah, blah, blah. And she was going to go on hormone replacement therapy. But before she went on hormone replacement therapy, I said to her, Ann, I said, why don't you take 25 to 50 milligrams of DHEA a day? Just see what that does for you.
Right.
And in 2 weeks, she told me that all of her symptoms went away. And I really believe DHEA is kind of something that women who are having mild to moderate premenopausal symptoms should step into first before going full-blown hormone replacement.
I agree. With women, a little bit goes a long way.
Right.
So a small increase in testosterone in women goes a long, long way. And I think DHEA ends up being one of those things where, you know, if you're truly deficient or very low in testosterone, then you probably do get an increase in testosterone. But in men under the age of, you know, 35, it's probably not low enough that it doesn't help. So instead, we get an increase in estrogen.
Bingo.
So if you're under the age of 35 or under the age of 40 or probably even 50, I would say stay away from DHEA until later on in life. And then later on in life, you can add it in.
There you go. So women benefit more from DHEA's testosterone boost until men hit about 45 or 50.
Right.
And then men see an increase in testosterone as well.
Right. And as we get older, we see a better response from it. There's been a bunch of studies in, I believe it's 60 and 70-year-old men, and they've seen a much better response out of DHEA than anyone else had.
You know, there's also I've done shows on pregnenolone and DHEA individually, and I've come to the conclusion that when taking DHEA, taking pregnenolone with it is a good idea, because when you take pregnenolone and DHEA together, the pregnenolone tends not to convert to DHEA, but it is able to turn into some of the other progenitor hormones like progesterone and so on and so forth. But I really think that DHEA is very important, aside from testosterone boosting, because of its other benefits in helping regulate blood glucose, which becomes a big challenge in today's society,
yeah.
As well as helping the adrenals take a little break here and there.
Yep, it definitely does.
All right, so that's really the only steroidal.
Yeah, those are really the only steroids we can talk about because those are the only ones that are really left legal. And so now we could put vitamin D in that category because it's the base, you know, hormone of it. So if we want to say that, I mean, I can't say enough good things about vitamin D. You know, it acts as a mild as aromatase inhibitor. It's specific to the ER alpha. Most people are probably deficient in it in the wintertime. You know, it's cheap. It's easy to get.
I'll tell you something interesting. You said most people are deficient in the wintertime. There was a study published recently about people who live in sunny states like Arizona and Nevada. They're deficient in vitamin D as well, and you wouldn't think so. But the reason is that those people go from their garage to their car to their office building, you know what I mean? They're always indoors. No one stays out in the sun anymore.
Right. So even though they're in a sunny place, they're not actually in the sun enough to get the benefits
from it. I mean, vitamin D is, you know, every time we turn around, there's a new study showing that vitamin D, significant drops in vitamin D, you know, create all these other diseases.
Sure, even depression. There seems to be a connection. I think I write an article on vitamin D for steroidtimes.com every week. That's how much research there
really?
Is. Really? Yep.
Isn't that great? That's amazing when you lock onto something that just has so many benefits that you could just keep on writing about it. That's really
right.
Great.
And I can't find, you know, we've said it multiple times. We can't find any major reasons not to use it, especially if you're using realistic doses. You know, again, I'm not saying take 50,000 IUs, but I think starting at 2,000 and maybe working up to 4,000 to 6,000 a day. You know, if it's not, if you're not someone who's like a lifeguard or something like that, it's probably not a bad idea at all.
Yeah, I take 6,000 IUs a day regularly. I've backed off because I've been training in the I do my kettlebell routine now in the morning outside in the sunlight.
That's
and
nice.
I'm tan right now. I mean, I'm so dark right now. It's just great. But so I back off, and I really still take 1 or 2,000 IUs a day anyway.
Right.
But the reality is that my mom had a vitamin D deficiency, and they prescribed vitamin D for her, and they were 50,000 IU gel caps. She had to take one a week. So I mean, 50,000 IUs a week for someone who's low is not a big deal.
No, I don't think it is.
No. So, I mean, people are scared. The funny thing about vitamin D is when you talk to people about vitamin D, most people are like, oh, I take 1,000 IUs a day, and they think that's a lot. And doctors do, too, because when I've spoken to doctors who think that anything more than 2,000 IUs a day is reckless.
Right.
Which is
kind of funny.
Well, yeah, especially when you say, look, if I spent an hour a day in the sun, which is realistic for some people who work outdoors.
Sure.
My body will probably produce, just if I take my shirt off, I'm not showing my whole body to the sun.
Right.
I'll produce, I'm sorry. I produce 4,000 or 5,000 IUs a day just by doing that.
Easily.
So I'll have to bleep that in the podcast. Okay.
So to say 1,000, you know, to me it's just like, you know, it goes along with the you know, a lot of the other guidelines where they say, you know, 60 grams of protein per day is enough, and it's enough for who? You know, I don't want to be optimal. I want the high end of optimal at the very minimum.
Right. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what category next? Aromatase inhibitors.
Okay.
And ironically, they are effective. So, I'm doing everything wrong. It's my birthday. I can do things wrong today. Okay, there you go. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back. Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Science's Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get yours today and join the LG Sciences Uprising.
A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development. A company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG 5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust Chemex.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net.
We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hi, Carl. It's Catherine, Kitty Cat. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I know today is your birthday. I've been listening to Superhuman Radio here at work. So keep up the good work, and I hope you enjoy this weekend. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
That's IFBB Pro, Catherine Ramirez. Thank you very much for the birthday wishes from a beautiful woman. All right, so let's get back to what we were just talking about here. So we're talking about now the aromatase inhibitor side of the testosterone boosters. You know, one of my concerns about AIs has always been that people are very cavalier about them because they feel like they're over the counter. There's nothing to worry about. But there are some risks in lowering estrogen too low.
Sure. And some of them are fairly strong.
Aggressive, like ATD back in the day, right? ATD was very strong, wasn't it?
ATD was very strong, and 6-bromoandro was also very strong.
And see, I'm all for raising testosterone, but you have to maintain healthy levels of estrogen. Men don't realize the fact that we don't have the levels of estrogen that women do predisposes us to diseases like Parkinson's disease and multiple sclerosis at earlier ages than women. Women catch up to us after menopause. But before menopause, men develop those diseases much more readily, and it's been linked to the lack of protection, neural protection, that we get from low estrogen, because estrogen is a very, very powerful anti-inflammatory.
Also, it seems to be directly tied into cognitive function, sex drive, and, of course, cholesterol.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, okay, so with that being said, this is one of those categories that you should be doing blood work if you're using. You should not only know how high your testosterone levels are getting as a result of using it, but you should also know how low your estrogen levels are getting.
Right, because you have to remember, with aromatase inhibitors, really it is meant to reduce estrogen. The testosterone increase is a side effect that happens to be beneficial in this case, but that's not its main purpose. Its main purpose is to lower and control estrogen. They don't necessarily have to increase testosterone at all. So you can't just lump them in the category of they all work the same, they all boost testosterone, don't have to worry about it, everything's great.
Now, in the case of aromatase inhibitors, would you agree with the statement that leaner individuals can get by with less?
They seem to be able to because of the smaller amounts of fat, that it just doesn't seem to, the aromatase doesn't seem to, enzyme doesn't seem to be as big of a factor.
Right, because the aromatase enzyme, it docks itself inside of fat cells, and so the more fat you carry, the more siphoning off of testosterone to estrogen will occur.
Again, not that you couldn't benefit from it even if you were lean, but this is another one where, like you had said, where having blood work done more often is probably better with this than less often as with maybe some of the other ones.
So what's over-the-counter nowadays in the area of an aromatase?
I think you can still get ATD, but we've seen some new science on ATD coming out that it also seems to act as an anti-androgen in the brain, which is where probably some of the thought of the sex drive getting extremely low, especially in high doses from ATD, is probably more likely associated with it acting as an anti-androgen than it is as estrogen getting too low, whereas we used to think it was estrogen must be going to the floor because people's sex drive is just completely destroyed.
As an anti-androgen, are you saying that it actually blocks the androgen receptor?
It does, and at the same time, it doesn't. There's two different metabolites that seem to be working against each other as it's metabolized. And so you have some that are acting as an anti-androgen and some that are trying to fill the role of acting like one. So it's kind of like a fighting back and forth between
right.
it.
Right. Okay.
So what we've seen is if you're going to use it, go with a very low dose.
What is a low dose of ATD?
Most products now have prop lens, so I don't necessarily know how many milligrams you're going to get. But the easiest way to probably say it, if there is a prop lens, is take one capsule in the morning when you wake up. I'm of the opinion aromatase inhibitors should be taken in the morning, not at night.
Okay.
Their main action is to reduce the conversion of testosterone to estrogen, and testosterone is its highest in the morning, not at night. Estrogen is its highest at night, but testosterone is lower. So you really want to prevent the conversion of test to estrogen. So I say AI in the morning, one cap of whatever your ATD product is.
Okay. All right. What's next?
Androstene Trione, which also had the trademark name of 6-oxo by Patrick Arnold's company.
Right.
I don't know if it's necessarily been banned or not. I know that 6-oxo is no longer on the market.
But I think that's because of some issues about cross-contamination or spiking or whatever you want to call it. Right.
Right. Whichever one it is, and I honestly don't care. I'm not going to comment on it other than to say that the FDA can get a little crazy in some of the stuff that they look in.
Right.
But if there is controlled substances in a product, obviously they can't be sold.
Right. So, but you can still buy it as androstenotrione, correct?
I believe you can. Now, this is interesting because it's an AI, but the blood work that we've seen on it, it actually shows an increase in estrogen. So there's an increase in estrogen, even though there is also an increase in testosterone. So it even though it's an AI and you would expect estrogen to go down, it really doesn't.
Actually, Anthony Roberts told me this once, and I hope I'm quoting him properly, but he told me that androstenotrione actually converts to another form of estrogen that people weren't looking for when they were doing the research.
I think it's 6-hydroxyestrone.
Right. Yeah, so he was the one who first shed that concept on me. I was like, how could it be if it's an anti-estrogen? How can it be raising estrogen? And he felt that it was a different form of estrogen that people weren't looking for.
Right.
So, but it does work. It does raise testosterone.
It does raise testosterone. I believe it's 300 milligrams a day is the dose. So it's a significant dose.
Right.
Whereas ATD, you probably want to be taking like 10 milligrams.
Right. Very powerful stuff. Okay. What's next?
4-hydroxyandro. Now, I don't know if anyone still sells it.
4-OHD, right? I remember that. There was a company
that used to have the name Formestane.
Formestane. Yeah, right.
And I don't know if anyone sells it or not. It's not any ban list that I can see, or illegal, let's say. But it lowered estrogen. It didn't have it wasn't huge in going either way, in lowering estrogen a lot or in increasing testosterone a lot. It's one of those where the oral availability of it probably, although it's better than some others, it's probably just not as great as it could be if it were in an injection or something like that.
Right.
I don't know if you can find it or not. I just know that it hasn't been banned.
I remember back in the day, I mean, I'm going back maybe 2004, 2005, there was a company that used to make just two products, and one of them was 4-OHD, and the other one was some other OHD that was supposed to convert to some sort of 19-NOR.
19-NOR test
or something.
4-OHD.
Yeah, but I remember the OHD that was supposed to be better than the androstenotrione back in the day. And I don't know if it really is or not, but
it actually lowered estrogen. So I guess if you're just going to compare it that way, then it is. But, otherwise, I don't know. Because, you're going to get into the, which doses does what at what dosing, that whole thing.
Okay.
Now, because we've seen the FDA cracking down on these natural steroidal AIs, there's been a resurgence in things like 7-methoxyflavone, which in research in vitro, which is in petri dishes and cell lines, it seems to work well, except that in humans, we haven't seen that translate over yet. And it's probably because its half-life is like, 5 minutes or something like that. It's extremely short. So it's another one of those where maybe it has potential if you could extend its half-life, and it probably is going to depend a lot on how long you could extend its half-life. And then I still think you're going to need to see multiple people get blood work on that alone before you could say yes it is or no it isn't.
Right. Okay. Yeah, and those isoflavones have always been very elusive of whether they really did anything. All of them have been that way, so it's interesting.
I mean, you study after study after study, you see them in in petri dishes in vitro, and
you even see them in some animal husbandry studies where they feed this stuff to cows, but they're feeding it to cows in their chow, and they're giving cows like, you know, literally hundreds of pounds a week of this stuff, and they're having, you know, they're seeing these hormonal changes and stuff. So, you know, it's one of those things that for some reason, scientifically, it looks really good, but the actual results in humans just doesn't seem to be satisfying.
It hasn't seemed to pan out, but because of the steroidal AIs now basically being pushed off the table by the FDA, you're seeing a new research. They used to be popular maybe, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago, and then they kind of died out with all of the ATD and androstenotriones being
available. Yeah, more effective. Right. What's next on the AI list? Anything?
Vitamin D also fits in this category.
Really?
So, yeah, there is crossover. So, you know, I mean, again, we've talked about vitamin D to the end, but
high doses of vitamin C have been shown to have some sort of anti-aromatase effect as well.
It has, and I'm pretty sure. I think we talked about it in a past episode.
Right.
I think zinc does also.
Right, right.
And again, you could get zinc aspartate, which is similar to the D-aspartic acid, which will also affect the STAR pathway for testosterone increases, which is another pathway to boost testosterone separately from LH or FSH.
Now that pretty much wraps up the AIs, right?
Well, I have this is going to be a plug for me, a little temp here.
Okay.
I have a new AI compound product coming out relatively soon, probably in the next 4 to 6 weeks. The product's going to be called Triazole, and the basis for it is the first natural AI that is based off of the compound Letrozole. And Letrozole is a non-steroidal aromatase inhibitor that's used as a drug. But it's extremely potent. And,
yeah, like 1 milligram every other third day or every third day, every other day, right?
I mean, right. It seems can boost testosterone, 1 to 200%, and it can lower estrogen, 80%, which I think is too much.
Right.
Not only for the drug, but as for a supplement. Now, obviously, this isn't as strong as Letrozole is, but its structure is based on Letrozole's structure, and it's compared to in studies in how it works as comparison to Letrozole. So there's a lot of promise for it.
Now, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Orchic, which is actually derived from bull's testicles. But before we do that, I want to mention something. We're talking about things that increase testosterone, and some of these numbers sound great, 100%, 200%, but let's be fair about something. If you're a male and you're in your late 40s and early 50s and your testosterone is in the dirt already, you're down in the near hypogonadal state, you're in 400, let's say, nanograms a deciliter, and you're talking about increasing testosterone, 100%, this could be very significant. Getting your testosterone levels up to 600-700 is very significant. But some of these other items that claim to raise testosterone marginally, you need to really rethink them. If in fact you're at that age where your testosterone is in the dirt, trying to restore may not be the way to go.
No, so, and I can say that, before we go to commercial really quick, the best thing that I've seen naturally that's boosting testosterone to the best is a natural AI combined with the stinging nettle root extracts that have these SHBGs. I've seen blood work show people go from a testosterone level of 400 to 500 to over 1,000. So, I mean, that's significant increase.
That's what you want.
That's two products together. That's not a single product. So,
right. Aromatase inhibitor and a stinging nettle root, so that you're simultaneously raising testosterone and increasing free testosterone by lowering sex hormone binding globulin, okay?
While controlling estrogen.
There you go. All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about bull's balls. One of my favorite things.
Oh, yeah. All right. All right. Check this out.
Millions of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now.
Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Science's Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get yours today and join the LG Sciences uprising.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
You can get a free sample of Attack, which is a pre-workout supplement produced by Brutal Alchemy. This is compliments of Mitch Barham over at orbitnutrition.com. If you go to superhumanradio.com, go down to the bottom of the page, you will see where you can get a free sample of this pre-workout supplement. You actually get 4 servings, so you can use it for a few different workouts to see if you like it. Go to superhumanradio.com while supplies last. Get your free sample of Attack, the new pre-workout supplement from Brutal Alchemy. My guest today, Matthew Cahill, the official Superhuman Radio supplement guru. We're talking about over-the-counter testosterone boosters, which ones work, which ones don't. Now we're going to talk about one that we actually received an email about. And
wait,
I quoted
before we get to that,
oh, yeah,
can,
yeah,
I just,
yeah.
Can I just jump in here for
yes,
one second?
Yes, please.
Jordan France, a good friend of mine from bodybuilding.com, goes by the name The Unlikely Toad.
Oh, I know who he is. I know who he is. Yeah.
Okay, said that Primordial Performance sells fermestine.
Ah, how do you like that? Thank
yeah,
you.
So
thank you.
Just,
thank you to him.
Just sent me a quick email now.
Yeah,
so.
Thank you for that, because we always want to, you know, I have to ask listeners whenever possible to patronize the sponsors, because I don't sell anything and they do, and they make the show possible. So if you want Formistane, you can get it at primordialperformance.com. There you go.
Thanks to Jordan.
And thank you to Jordan. Yeah, I remember him from back in the day.
Oh, a long time.
Yeah, I think I used to converse with him on the old Mind and Muscle
yes.
Boards back in the day. So, yeah, great
yep.
guy. I know him. Very nice. Anyway, okay, so let's talk about something that probably will gross most people out. But, you know, bulge
yeah.
balls. They call it, what do they call it? Orchic.
Yeah. I don't know which one it is, but
right.
one of those.
For a long time, people have believed that by eating them raises testosterone levels.
Right, and I think it's because they think that there should be testosterone in them because that's where they're produced.
Well, I have to believe that there is testosterone in them, however.
There probably is.
The amount of testosterone. Okay, let's go back to your original theory, and I think it makes perfect sense. For decades now, the pharmaceutical industry has used porcine thyroid, which, you know, Armour, the company that makes bacon, Armour, they also make Armour thyroid.
Yep.
And they take porcine thyroid and desiccate it, which means allowing it to dry out at the animal's original body temperature, and then powder it and process it, put it into capsules, and people take that when they have failing thyroids, and it works.
And it works.
Because there is active T3 and active T4 in that tissue.
Right, and the other thyroidal metabolites that...
Bingo.
That work like those, yes.
Right, okay, so one would think, well, if thyroid, by taking, eating porcine thyroid, delivers thyroid hormone, then eating bovine testicles, which are huge and full of testosterone, should increase testosterone.
Should do the same thing, except that the science seems to show that it doesn't. And I think it's because, like we had talked about before the show, that it probably has to do with doses and the oral availability of testosterone. Whereas in T3 and T4, you're talking about microgram doses, which are, you know, the size of a few salt grains.
Which are, by the way, are effective at those doses.
It's effective, and those are the prescription doses. So
right.
If you had an ailing thyroid and you went to your doctor, it's very likely that he put you on 25 micrograms of T4 or 50 micrograms of T4,
right,
which is extremely, extremely low dose.
Right.
Whereas if you've got a problem with low testosterone, you know, you're going to need hundreds of milligrams, and even then it's not going to be taken orally. And so if you look at testosterone undecanate, which is an old school product called Andriol, I think it's still made in Mexico. I think they call them black beans or brown beans or something like that. It's like 50 milligrams, I think, per capsule, and you've still got to take, you know, 10 of these things to try to get any kind of an effect out of it.
Right.
And even then, it's nothing great, and they've got to put this long ester on it in order to get some benefit. So I think even if you could get enough testosterone in the bull's balls, and you could eat, you know, 10 or 20 pounds of these things.
Right.
Overall, I still think you're, at best, you're hoping for an almost, you know, minuscule increase.
That's a lot. And anybody who's ever eaten testicles, you know, Rocky Mountain oysters or goat, I think goat testicles. I've eaten bull's testicles. It's gnarly. It's kind of like eating, something that's made out of all of that cartilage at the end of the chicken bone that you usually chew and spit out that's rubbery. It's like eating that. It's like eating like something that's all it's made out of is that. So I don't know. I you know, there's a lot of proponents of this sort of stuff. They believe that glandulars are important. I'm not saying that glandulars aren't important. The value of glandulars may be different. In other words, there are people out there who believe that eating thymus or testicles that actually ends up going to your testicles, your thymus, and replenishing
right.
the cells. And that may be true. I'm not saying that, but from the standpoint of eating bull's balls to raise testosterone levels, you're saying that it's probably not a futile objective.
Science doesn't support it. And I think that even if you wanted to go with anecdotal, I'd say, you know, if you would need, you know, tens of pounds of these things to do something.
Right, right.
I mean, we've seen, as an example, velvet deer antlers have a large amount of IGF-1, and I believe they had andro and testosterone in them. And we've never seen those translate into anything either. And those probably proportionately, for the amount that you're taking to the amount that it contains, have a lot more in it than the bull's balls would. And those don't do anything.
Right.
So the science just isn't there to support it. I know a lot of the sites make it sound like the science is there, but I went over PubMed for days looking for it, and I couldn't find anything. Whereas the porcine, you can find, you know, study after study after study showing why, you know, that's there.
Right, right. No, I'm 100% with you on that one. All right, so I want to talk about one more thing, and then we'll run a summary real quick. Why don't you think more people get blood work done when they're using a testosterone booster?
I honestly don't know. I think a lot of it is that it can't be because of expense, or it's because they don't know that the expense isn't that great. If you can't get your insurance to cover it, you can get saliva testing or ZRT testing relatively cheap. I know bodybuilding.com sells saliva test kits. that you can get for, you know, $70. And if you do two things, like if you do testosterone and estrogen, I think it's $130 or $120, you get a deal. But I do. I think a lot of it is people don't really want to know because they want to think that it's working, even maybe if it isn't. And they want to believe that the cheaper stuff works just as good as the more expensive stuff so that they don't have to spend any greater amount of money to get this better effect. But from what we've seen with the science and the products and the years of people using these, it's just not true. The cheap stuff is not better than the more expensive stuff. Tribulus is never going to work. As much as people want to believe it, it's never going to work.
Right.
And mostly, the best results I've seen blood work-wise from people who don't have an interest in selling a product, who don't have an interest in selling an ingredient, they're just people on websites like bodybuilding.com and, you know, the old Mind and Muscle, and who just take the product, get the blood test because they want to see if it works for them. The best combination is normally an AI plus something else, so this way you're plus something else like nettle root extract, where you're getting multiple aspects of increasing testosterone. You're doing it through total testosterone, through free testosterone, through the lowering of estrogen, through increases in LH. It's not just a you know, one single shot of just testosterone that you're looking for. It's multiple pathways.
Right, right.
And again, that's not the cheapest route. It's two products that you've got to take. So there is something to say about you're getting what you pay for. Why you're not paying the extra $100 to find out that the supplement you spent money on works and if it's actually helping you and if you're actually going to see these benefits from it so that you could continue to take this supplement for years on end, not continually. You know, people, I don't want people to think that they could just get on one of these and stay on it for 10 years. You're still going to need to take breaks. But if you know that something works and you know that something's working for you and you've got actual blood tests to show that it's working, there's no reason to not continually take it, meaning you take it a couple times a year, every year for however many years until there's better or you know, stronger things to use.
Or you become non-responsive and then your alternative is to start hormone replacement therapy.
Sure, which you're probably going to end up going to someday anyways. It's just that the longer that you can probably put that off, you know, the better that it is. And even then, taking something like, you know, testosterone gel with something like the nettle root extract,
yeah,
it's still going to be beneficial.
I forgot all about stinging nettle root, and I'm going to add it because, you know what, I'm probably converting a lot. I'm binding up a lot through sex hormone binding globulin. I can make my dose that my doctor prescribes for me go a lot further.
Sure. And again, the same thing. No reason that an AI can't help. If you're getting a testosterone,
well,
gel,
I am already taking. I take a half a milligram of anastrozole, which is letrozole's little baby brother.
Right.
Every third day.
Based on the same structure, which
right.
is why it's so good.
Yeah. Every third day, I take a half a milligram, and that's all.
Right.
I take.
So there you go. Now you've got the trifecta.
Yeah. So I got to add the stinging nettle root to take care of the sex hormone binding globulin. Great stuff. See, I learn when I do these shows. How do you like that?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's it. So, Matt, you got anything you want to plug before we leave or what?
Just the new natural AI product coming out by Driven Sports called Triazole. Look
there
for it in like 5 or 6 weeks.
Okay, great. Hey, Matt, thanks a lot. Now, by the way, any of you who are listening to the show, if you have questions for Matt, send them to onair@superhumanradio.com. That's how we did today's show. We got emails from people asking questions, and we put them all together. Send your questions for Matt Cahill, the official supplement guru for Superhuman Radio, to onair@superhumanradio.com, and we'll do a show about your questions. Matt, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend, bro.
You too, buddy.
All right, and we'll see everybody Monday with another live episode of Superhuman Radio.
Superhero.